Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Good morning, church. This is your pastor. Okay? This is your pastor, Moses. I'm glad to be able to speak to you today. It's been a long time since I preached in church, in quotes. Okay? I think I only preached the first Sunday of the lockdown. And since then, it's been other people who have preached, Joanne, Hillary, Carol, Sandra, and they have all done a great job. Okay? Yes, I've been on radio, like you all know, on Impact FM 98.4, every Sunday at 6:30. Okay? Mark has done a great job to record those programs. And we should all be grateful for his sacrifice. For those who have tuned in on radio every Sunday, I hope you have been blessed. I will also appreciate your feedback, if any. You should advise me how I can make those programs better for the listeners, okay? Because all we need to do, we need to give our best to the Lord, okay? And so if you think there's any way I can be better concerning those radio programs, please don't fear. Just send me a text. If you don't have my number, but I know you have it, okay, send the message through Rachel and it will get to me. Glory be to God. Okay, now concerning radio, please, I encourage you to tune in this evening. What I'm going to talk about on radio today is very important. So I request you, if you can, tune in. If you're not able to tune in, tell someone, request someone to record for you that program, okay, because it is very important and it is also related to what I'm going to talk about today. Glory be to God. Today, the title of the sermon is, When is Jesus coming back? When is Jesus coming back? All right. I am going to give you the approximate calendar year when Jesus is coming back. Now, I might be wrong. All right. I might be wrong, but I thought you should hear my opinion concerning this subject, okay? I am aware that Jesus said in Matthew chapter 24 verse 36 that no one knows the day or the hour, not even the angels of heaven, but only the Father, okay? So I'm aware of that. That is why I have not said that I'm going to tell you the day or the hour when Jesus is going to come, but I'm going to give you what I think is the calendar year or the season is when the Lord is going to come back, in my opinion, but I can be wrong. And but anyway, I'm sharing this with you so that you can think about these things, seek the Lord about them, and then know how to live. Glory be to God. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Father, thank you for this opportunity to speak to your people. Thank you, Father. I don't take it for granted. This is a serious job, a serious assignment. And I pray, O God, that you may speak through me. May you enable me to share exactly what I need to share. And may your children be blessed, and glory be to God. Amen. Okay, so our subject today is, when is Jesus coming back? Glory be to God. And I'm going to tell you the approximate time period that, our Lord will be coming back to take us to heaven. And, Okay, now, because I'm speaking to LAT, Okay, I am going to use three dreams which all of you LAT have heard about. Okay? The first dream I'm going to use for this subject is my dream which I had in 2014. Then the second dream which I'm going to use is the one which Elizabeth Mujimba, okay, Dennis and Christine's daughter had also in 2014. The third dream I'm going to use is the one Esther Mayani, okay? Esther is Bruce's wife, okay? You all know Esther. Esther is one of our worship team members, okay? She had this dream in May, last month, and we shared with you that dream. So all of you have this dream in your inboxes. Okay, so those are the dreams that I'm going to use. So let's start with my dream. My dream, like I said, was in 2014. Okay? In this dream, I met a gentleman, he's also a preacher, called Ronnie Uniyoshima. Okay, Ronnie Uniyoshima is known to Hillary, to the agenda. Okay, our Hillary in church. So they are friends. So I met Ronnie, and then Ronnie told me that we are left with 20 years before Jesus returns. I've been telling you about this dream since 2014, but I have never told you what those years were. Today I am on record, and I'm telling you that in this dream in 2014, Ronnie Nioshima told me that we are left with 20 years before Jesus returns. Still in the dream, I asked him that, you mean 20 years? Then he told me that, no, do not quote me that exactly 20 years. Okay? But say that around 20 years. Then I woke up. So Ronnie in the dream was telling me that we are left with around 20 years. Okay? And remember, this was 2014. Okay? Ronnie was saying we are left with around 20 years before Jesus returns. Glory be to God. Now that dream, to this day, gets me excited. Okay? Gets me excited because if this dream was from heaven, then I am extremely excited that Jesus is coming back to take us to heaven and to put an end to all the nonsense that is happening in this world. Glory be to God. So, 2014, in the dream, okay, Ronnie tells me we are left with around 20 years. So now when you add 20 years to 2014, it takes us to 2034. Okay? However, because Ronnie said that we are left with around 20 years, I will say that Jesus is coming back around 2034. Okay? That is according to my dream. I haven't talked about Elizabeth Mujimba's dream, neither have I talked about Esther Mayani's dream. Okay? So, 2034. Okay? Now, realize that we have knocked off 6 years. That means we have 14 more years. Glory be to God. 14 more years, people, and we are raptured out of here. Okay? But according to the Bible, we are only raptured after the tribulation. Okay, so if you look at 2034, and 2034 is the end of the 7 years of tribulation, it means that the Antichrist coming into power is starting around 2027. And that is just 7 years from now. And if you follow current events, you can see that that is very possible. Okay, if you follow current events, you see what is happening in Israel. You see what is happening in Europe. You see what is happening in America. Okay, with Democrats who are anti-God, wanting to kick out Trump, who is trying to do the will of God. Okay, when you see homosexuality, when you see all these things, you can really see that 2027 is a probable year for the Antichrist to begin his reign. And by the way, that is 7 years from now. Glory be to God. Again, my assumption is that that dream was from heaven. Glory be to God. Now, let us go and look at Elizabeth Mujimba's dream. Now, a few days after I had had my dream, okay, actually, the morning after I had that dream of 20 years, I shared it with Dennis Mujimba and, of course, my wife. Okay, so I told Dennis Mujimba in clear terms that I had a dream and I was told that we are left with around 20 years. Okay? Now, a few days later, basically in that same week, okay, around 2 or 3 days later, in 2014, Dennis Mujimba calls me and he tells me that Moses, my daughter Elizabeth, had a dream. Then he narrated to me the dream, which I'm going to narrate to you again, okay? A dream which you have had many times in church, okay? But the only thing I never told you in that dream was the number of years which that little girl was told. Now, here is the dream. In the dream, this young girl, Elizabeth, went to heaven. And while in heaven, the angels began to show her mansions of different people. Mansions, okay, which are basically rewards of those who had faithfully served the Lord. Okay, so they show her mansions. Then, at a certain point, Elizabeth tells the angels, or one of the angels, that show me my mansion. Okay? You have showed me other people's mansions. Can you please show me my mansion also? Then the angels told her that, no, you're very young. Okay? You're very young. Because at that time, I think Elizabeth was around 7 years. Okay? 7 years. So they told her, no, you're very young. There's nothing you have done up until now that qualifies you to have a mansion. Okay? Because, remember, now, this is a side note. Remember, every good thing that we do here on earth, every good thing that we do for the Lord is the material that is sent up to heaven, okay, for those mansions to be built. So if you're not doing any good thing for the Lord, okay, then you're not sending up cement and sand and steel bars and tiles and all those things. So, therefore, you don't have anything in heaven. Okay? So, the sooner you begin to really style up and do what God wants you to do and serve Him as He would want you to serve Him, the better for you. So, Elizabeth at 7 years was told in heaven that no, there's nothing you have done yet that qualifies you to have a mansion. Then the angel added and said, okay, now this is important, okay, and we're talking about the dream she had. Okay, the angel tells her while in heaven that go back to earth, okay, go back to the earth for 20 years. And after 20 years, your mansion will be ready. Glory be to God. Okay, so in the same dream, Elizabeth comes back from heaven to earth. And she lived for 20 years in the same dream. She lived for 20 years. And when those 20 years elapsed, she went back to heaven. And when she reached there, she found that her mansion was ready. Glory be to God. And if I remember right, that is where her dream ended. Glory be to God. Now, you have already noticed that Elizabeth was told to come back to the earth, okay, for 20 years. The exact number of years I had been told a few days earlier. Okay, the exact number of years Ronnie had told me in my dream. Okay, the number of years we had before, the number of years we had left before Jesus returns. Okay, I shared that dream with Elizabeth's father, with Dennis. And then a few days later, Dennis calls me and he said that my daughter has dreamt the same number of years you dreamt. And by the way, Dennis hadn't told her daughter my dream. So this young girl was, you know, she didn't have a clue what her uncle Moses had dreamt. Okay, so I dreamt 20 years before Jesus returns, and a young girl dreamt 20 years, okay, that are needed for her to return to heaven to find her mansion. Okay, the years required for our mansion to be completed. Okay, now what a coincidence. Or should I say, should I ask that, is that a coincidence? 20 years. Okay, now, as I said, that was in 2014. Okay, so add 20 years and you get to 2034. Okay, 2034. Okay, according to my dream, that's when Jesus is returning for us. And that is very good news. Glory be to God. But before 2034, you subtract 7. Okay, 7. And you come to 2027. Okay? And that is when the Antichrist begins to reign. Then in the middle of those 7 years, okay, that is when the tribulation starts happening. Okay, so the Antichrist will reign for 7 years. But the first 3.5 years, he will appear like a nice guy. Okay, that is according to the Bible. Okay? Daniel chapter 9. Verse 27. All right? Glory be to God. Now, let me go to Esther's dream. Esther Mayani. Okay? Bruce's wife, Esther. A dream she had on 25th May. All right? And we shared it with you on 30th May. 30th May. We sent it to you. Okay? And I expected you to do the math, okay? And I'll tell you up front that when you do the math, it comes exactly to what I dreamt and to what the young girl Elizabeth dreamt. Okay? But first, let me read Esther's dream. Okay? Just as we sent it to you. Okay? So, she said that in the dream, the tribulation of the end times had begun. My husband Bruce and I were locked up in the house and we were hungry. Our daughter, Makayla, who is now 8 months, was about 12 years old in the dream. She, my daughter, decided to go out to a supermarket to get us something to eat. But when she got there, the teller refused to take her cash, okay? And advised her to go and wire the money onto a microchip, which would be inserted in her body. At that moment, my daughter remembered the words that we had been telling her since her childhood, never to accept anything to be inserted in her body. She therefore ran away from the supermarket and came back home. Pastor Moses then called us and encouraged us to patiently endure the terrible times. He also reminded us that the Antichrist had by now ruled the world for 3.5 years, and therefore Jesus Christ was returning soon. And the dream ended. Glory be to God. If you remember, Esther also said that she had this dream just after she had listened to my end time Bible studies, okay, which are on the net. So it looks like her desire to listen to those messages, you know, was prompted by God. And when she obeyed God and listened to them, God was like, now I'm going to give you something more. Okay, I'm going to give you a detail which your pastor has been hiding from you and from the church for all these years since 2014. Now, let us do the math. Okay, the math. Okay, of Esther's dream. Now, remember in the dream, Esther's daughter, who is not even a year old, okay, was 12 years old. That means that by the time she's 12 years, that will be, let us say, 32. Okay, 20, 32. Or because she's not yet 1 year, we can also say that by the time she's 12 years, it will be around 20, 31. Okay? So, Esther's child will be 12 years, you know, around 20, 31, 20, 32. Glory be to God. Now, realize that in the dream, Esther was told, or I told her in the dream, that the Antichrist had by then ruled the world for 3.5 years. Okay? And remember, the Antichrist is supposed to rule for 7 years, according to Daniel chapter 9, verse 27. Maybe let me read it for you. Daniel chapter 9, verse 27, it says that then he, who is a he? The Antichrist. He said that then he, the Antichrist, shall confirm or make a covenant with many for 1 week. Okay? If you know the Bible well, 1 week in Daniel's books means 7 years. Okay? 1 week, 7 years. Then it continues and says that, but in the middle of the week, in the what? In the middle of the week, he, the Antichrist, shall bring an end to sacrifice and offering. Okay? In the middle of the week, okay? So, he makes a covenant of peace for, which is supposed to be for 7 years. Okay? However, in the middle of the week, okay? In the middle of the 7 years, he shall bring an end to sacrifice and offering. Where will that be? It will be in Israel, in Jerusalem. Because at a certain point, the Jews are going to resume sacrificing, making animal sacrifices to their God. So the temple will be rebuilt, and in the temple, they'll offer sacrifices to God. Okay? Now, in the middle of the week, after 3.5 years, the Antichrist will, okay, tell them now stop. And the Bible says he will stand in the temple and he will declare himself to be God. Okay? And that is when the actual trouble, or if I should say the actual tribulation, that is when it is going to start. The real suffering, the real persecution of the Jews, the real persecution of the Christians, okay, forcing them to deny the Lord, okay, this whole thing of the mark of the beast, okay, that is the time when it will be at its peak, all right? So anyway, Esther dreamt that we had already knocked off 3.5 years, and that means we were left with another 3.5 years. Okay? So that means that if Esther's child, who's not 1 year old, was in the dream 12 years, that takes us to 2031 or 2032. All right? Then when you add the 3.5 years which they hadn't yet experienced in the dream, okay, the last 3.5 years before Jesus comes back to rapture us so that we can escape the wrath of God that is going to be poured upon his enemies on earth while for us we are in heaven. Okay, when we add those 3.5 years, it takes us to around what? To around 2034. Or 2035. Okay? So what Esther dreamt was essentially what I had dreamt in 2014. But the only difference is Esther, okay, for her in the dream, they had knocked off these 6 years from 2014 to 2020. Okay? But anyway, you go and do the math. Now, what is the coincidence? Okay, that I dreamt 20 years. Okay, a few days later, Elizabeth dreams 20 years. Okay, 6 years later, Esther, after listening to my teachings on eschatology, okay, she dreams all the same number of years that would take us to 2034, 2035. Okay? And also look, the signs in the world are there to see. Glory be to God. The signs in the world are there to see. The Bible says in the last days, lawlessness shall abound. It says that in the last days, many shall depart from the faith. Okay? In the last days, people will call good evil and evil good. All these things are happening. Look, Israel is already back in the land. Remember, there's supposed to be a temple, all right? They're supposed to offer sacrifices, okay? That could only happen when Israel is in the land. Now, Israel was out of their land for close to 2,000 years. A miracle happened, okay, in 1948, and Israel became a nation again. Therefore, it won't be long before the temple worship is reinstituted and more. Who sacrifice happens again. Which animal who sacrifice? The Antichrist will abolish in the middle of the 7 years. Hallelujah. As in, look, people. Okay, for me, I am convinced on my own that Jesus is coming back around 2034, 2035, or thereabout. And what I decided to do from when I first had that dream, okay, I decided to give my life wholly to the Lord, to live for Him, okay, to also accumulate rewards, to have material sent up to heaven so that my mansion, like Elizabeth's mansion, is ready, okay. I decided by the Holy Ghost to live a righteous life. I'm not perfect, but I'm trying. And when I fall, I repent. Why? Because the Bible says the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Okay? I decided also to stand for truth now. Okay? To stand for truth now, because if I cannot stand for the truth now, how will I be able to stand for the truth during those very, very difficult times that are coming upon us? For we must go through the tribulation according to the Bible. Okay? So people, think about these things. Okay? Think about these things and make your own decision concerning them. Okay? For the first time, I have told you the number of years I dreamt. I have told you the number of years Elizabeth dreamt. Okay? I sent you Esther's dream hoping that you would do the math for yourself. Okay? Now, if you didn't do the math, I have done it for you. Okay? If you did the math, but you forgot that there is another 3.5 years that Esther's would dream, or Esther in the dream hadn't experienced. Okay? I have now made it simple for you. Okay? Add 12. Okay? The girl was 12. Okay? You're supposed to add 3.5 years. Okay? Which is 15 years around that. Okay? And if you add it to 2020, it takes you to around 2034, 2035. Jesus is coming back, people. Okay? And better be ready. How do you become ready? You become ready by living as a bride. Okay? Waits. How she lives as she waits for the coming of her bridegroom, her husband. Okay? She gets ready by keeping herself clean. Okay? That means she, you know, we're supposed to live holy lives in purity. Okay, because without holiness, no one will see the Lord. Number two, we must make sure that we are ready to endure the terrible sufferings that we are going through. And how do we do that? We start feeding ourselves with the Word of God, because the Word of God will build up our faith. So that in future, when man, you're told that you're going to die for your faith, you're strong enough not to throw in the towel. Okay? And also, you begin now. Live for the truth. When God tells you the truth about what you should do, do it. When he tells you the truth, you know, concerning what you should say, say it. Okay? That is why I had to expose Elvis and Cabaleta. Because I am not a politician, you know. I'm living for the truth. Because I know it matters, and when I live for the truth now, it gives me muscle that is required for the days ahead. Glory be to God. I hope you've been blessed. Okay, please don't go around saying that our pastor said this and this. Okay, I've told you, think about these things. But for me, I believe what I dreamt. I believe what the little young girl dreamt, and I believe what Esther dreamt just less than a month ago, and you have it in your mailbox. Glory be to God. Okay, please, if you can, tune in today. Okay, because I'm going to speak things that are related to what you have had now. May God bless you. May God keep you. And remember to pray that the president will allow us to congregate as soon as possible, because for me, I believe he's late concerning doing that. Glory be to God. Tune in at 6:30, 98.4 Impact FM. Glory be to God. Amen.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.